Good afternoon already. Thank you for being here. This is a status report about the Dutch tech campus we're trying to build. First, a small introduction. Why do you want to build a tech campus and where does it come from? We're from Hack42, the Dutch hackerspace in Arnhem, the best one, as written by Hackaday. Somewhere in 2013, when they visited us, they had to rebuild their website to present our awesomeness. A small history, we were founded in 2010 in a small building somewhere nondescript, somewhere in the center of Arnhem. But it was nice to start. Then we got thrown out, as nondescript buildings get torn down very quickly. So we moved to a monument. It's built in some unfortunate times in the past by some German unwanted visitors, but the building is part of a monument and it still stands. As we did not have a permanent contract for this building, we had to move to be sure that we kept on having housing, which meant that we had to downgrade to a smaller building. And from this building, we do have a movie. I try to integrate movies in my presentation. This our software is crashing. Oh, there it is. I get a formulator box. So, quick time. So this is, we currently occupy only the first and the second floor of this building. We had an open day and somebody with a wireless crane came by and made some movies. As drone flying is totally not allowed in this region due to a nearby airport, a military airport. As you can see, it's not really in the city. It's not very close by. It's a very nice area, but yeah, you need to go there by car, as the bus stop is only during weekdays, during office hours, stopping there. We do have a chapel next door, and as you can see, he was trying to operate a wireless crane and learn that. What you see here is the center of Arnhem, so it's a bit far away. So we thought, an upgrade in the future would be nice. Let's continue, yeah. I said current slide, but... Beehive 4.2, the story is that at some point, the prison in Arnhem got emptied out. There are no prisoners anymore. And it's going to be on the market for sale in the near future. It was on the market. They needed the space to house refugees. That worked very well, and everybody was happy with it, except that it's not marketing-wise very handy to put in refugees inside something that's called a jail before, and that's on the map as a jail. Now, here we have some words. This presentation is also used to give for governments, and so we took the standard slide deck. A nice map of the prison. As you can see, the big round thing in the middle, that's housing most of the sleeping places. In the past, there were cells. All the other buildings around are a church, some working areas, woodworking, metalworking, some entrance buildings, parking spaces, a lot of office buildings, and a tennis court or heli landing pad. How does it look like? It's this. And that's what we want to buy. In the past, there were and currently, there are a lot of hacker camps every year. It's all the acronyms. The problem with that, it's only less than 2% of the time. It's only a few days in a year that you have nice things like Easter Hack, congregations of large hacker groups. As you have a lot of space and a lot of sleeping places and a big wide area in the middle where you cannot build anything as it's a monument, it has a roof so it's not raining, you should be able to do a lot of things there. We're currently seeking for ideas of what you can do there. To give you some ideas, some real-life Mario gaming would be nice, but what to do with this space? What to do? Give us some ideas. I mean, yes, you can put in two white houses and a space shuttle and still have space left. For American people, we're not measuring a football field. And the question is, how do you want to buy it? What do you do? What's the plan? We have some people, Jos, Arjen, Bart, Martijn, and Hilke-Jan. They all have their experience in either architecting, brick buildings buying, or IT, or hacking and security. As these people are very well qualified and very well trained, They still some adult supervision is required for them. For that we have Bart Jacobs at the moment. He is a very well-renowned security professor at the University of Nijmegen. We have Ancilla van der Leest, who was up till last week the party frontwoman of the Dutch Pirate Party, which did not get a seat in the Dutch election, sadly. Jaya Balu, which is the CTO of KPN, the CSO of KPN, Chief Security Officer. We want some more people to be in our board of advisory. Then the current plan of selling such a building, what is the process? You can see there are a lot of governmental parties involved and some markets, which are the light gray parties involved. Do I have a mouse there? Yes. We're currently are past step 3 and going to step 4, which means that at some point in the near future, there might be an official consultation for bidding on the internet. There's also still the possibility that the city government gets to buy it at first hand, but as currently indicated by the city, they're not planning on buying it first and giving it or selling it to the party of their wish. So, what do we plan on doing there? Some more is, of course, having our hackerspace there, but we're not going to fill all the areas. We plan on having some companies there, as buying it costs a lot of money. There needs to be some money back, else nobody will loan you a very big lot of money. But we also plan on having residential stayings possible for people who say, yeah, I want to do a year of research and I want to have a nice place to do it. We plan on having a data center there, as for some reasons the power is very cheap. So you can use the data center to pay for your hackerspace, which would be an awesome idea. And we need more ideas. If you have an idea for what you can use an office at a tech campus, or what kind of research could be done there, or what we can ask companies to do there, technical companies, we are very well interested in knowing that. We do have a website, and our website currently also features a very nice background movie. So where is my mouse? Which gives you a nice idea of what it actually looks like. Not only pictures, but moving images. This is the entrance gate. This is also monumental. It's built somewhere in the 1800s. The idea is panopticum. There were three jails in the Netherlands built with this idea that as a prisoner, you didn't know if people were watching you, just like the current surveillance state. So they didn't have to watch all the time to give you the idea that you were being watched all the time. Everything within the fences is what goes with the area that's being sold. And these are the surroundings nearby the train station, the river. And yeah, it's pretty modern building. It's modernized 4 years ago. It has network power, everything. It's being painted nicely. It's very well maintained. And last year, it was even maintained again completely. So it's not like you're buying an old building with old infrastructure, but it's an old building with modern infrastructure. Yeah, there's some drawbacks, of course, with buying such a big dome. That is that the walls are big. You cannot really drill through them. It's not really allowed. So there are some drawbacks, and the roof should also stay intact, preferably for your ideas. So if you have some nice ideas, please go to our website. Please sign up. you get some emails. We also organize already some lectures throughout the year at our current hackerspace location inside the chapel. And we're planning on doing a lot more if we have this very nice location. So, any questions? How are we planning to pay for it? Actually, we're trying to loan the money. Not from a bank, from some other institutions that exist for especially loaning money to people who want to buy old infrastructure and do awesome things with it. They exist. So we're not going to have a crowdfunding to buy it. We're really not planning on doing that. That would be also almost impossible, as you can expect, it will cost multiple millions, as buying a lot of piece of land in almost the middle of the city. Some more questions. What are the dimensions of the dome? I don't know the numbers out of my head because they're big. I don't know. What? Yeah, two white houses white. And then around. What? About the space shuttle, hi, yes. So it really will fit. Now the space shuttle, you need to take the top 1 meter nose cone off, else it won't fit. Sorry, again? Yeah, but the maps are officially published, so you can and Google Maps will, it's very recognizably in Google Maps, you'll find it very easily. Some more questions? And yeah, thank you. If you have any questions, just email us, go to the website, sign up, and we'll send you more information when we have it available. Thank you very much.